Hello. Oh my God. Hi, beautiful people. What is up? Okay. I haven't done one of these in months. Sorry. It's been so long. I'm so sorry. I have gotten lots of neat submissions to my straw page. And I read all of them. I see all of them. I appreciate all of your little doodles, and also like the few of you that keep coming in here and doing like full-fledged like works of art. Bros, you're fucking crazy. What the fuck? Okay, so I'm gonna scroll all the way down, and I'm gonna pick out my a few questions, a few pictures to describe. And also, I see all the people who keep coming back, like using my straw page as like a little, like a little. I have this one guy who sends me music. I have this other guy who comes in and is like, "Hey, this is what I did today," and I enjoy it. I like knowing what y'all are up to. So thank you. For giving me your attention like that. Okay, we're gonna get into it. Okay, so the first one is from 4 months ago. Hello, Grizz. For the past months, I keep finding myself returning to your sweet M for M audio you made about hypersexuality. I've been struggling with my hypersexuality for so long, for a long while now, and this audio is the closest thing I can get to support. I appreciate you a lot for making it. I appreciate you a lot for listening. I always love when I can give that to people, if only for like just a little bit, just a little bit, you know? That makes me so freaking happy. The next one is a bunch of like marine doodles. Like there's a leopard shark, a hammer shark, a wabigong. I'm normal. Wabagongs, and there's like a stingray and a squid and more stingray, and it's from Henry. I know Henry. Hey Henry, I know that guy. He's one of lovely commissioners and stuff. And I super duper appreciate him. He sent me a bunch of doodles and. Oh, everybody say you love Henry in chat. We love Henry. thank you so much. I love the Wabagong. Thank you. I'm not gonna lie, the limitations of the drawing portion of the straw page makes for a pretty fun challenge. I like sending you little doodles even if they aren't the best. I hope you like them anyway. I love them. I love them. Do never. Never talk down on my babies again, or you will be sent to the freaking dungeons. He's probably like that. Anyways, next one is, I think you solved my gender question mark question mark question mark, or at least made it more clear to me that my questions about my gender were actually valid as fuck. Just having pronouns other than he him used for me felt insanely euphoric and made finishing feel even nicer. So thanks for that, you silly adorable guy. No, shut up. No, shut up. Ah, shut up. Don't look at me. 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 Thank you. Seriously, I get a few of these. Like, I think you helped me with my gender comments, or like solved my gender comments, and I'm like, bro, I don't. Yo, that's like the highest honor I could get. I feel like a king right now. Bro, you just knighted me or something. Thank you so much. And then the next one is another little doodle by H is a black tip reef shark. H is Henry. I am not going to attempt to pronounce the scientific name. I'm not going to do that, but oh my God, you're so young. It's so cute. It's so good. It's like seriously so good. I don't know how you do this. Fucking magic. So somebody sent me a song that says schlonk in my shit. Sorry, schlonk in my shit. No T. The next one is like Another Shark, but by somebody different. And it's like in this crazy graphic style. And it's like so cool. I want it like on my phone case. I want it on my phone case right now. Like, I want this everywhere with me because it's so fucking badass. It's like, it says MF Shark. And it's so cute. It has his tongue sticking out with his pointy yellow teeth. It's so cute. I love it. And the next one is, I just realized I forgot to draw this bottom part of the turtle shell. Oh, Henry drew a turtle. And oh my God, thank you for the turtle. You spent so much time on this. This is so cute. The next one is from somebody. It's a little doodle with a trans flag that says, "Hi, I just found your account. Keep it up. Your audios are so cute. I made you a shark. Woo!" Oh, it's this person. This person is the person who drew the shark. Thank you so much. The next one is another drawing by Henry. It's a whale shark, and I don't know how he does this. I don't know how you do this with a mouse. It's so... Bro. You must, like, be an MS Paint god if you can draw this well on straw page, of all things. This is so cool. This is so cool. And then the next one says, "I love trans people with a trans flag, smiley face, and I also love trans people." Next ones are, like, silly cats. A lot of silly cats. I get a lot of silly cats. Send me a fucking silly cat, please. And the next one is Grizz. "You've been such a wonderful addition to my days." Don't make me weak at the knees. Stop it. "I really appreciate your audios that are TM for TF focused, especially with the soft dom focus, have helped me find rest while going through a pretty brutal breakup. Thank you and keep up the great work. Hope school is treating you well." Thanks. Thank you. Thank you very much. And the next one is from Henry. It's a little drawing of my Reddit guy. And it says, 1.9k followers. Congrats. Oh my God. Thank you. We're almost at 2.5k now. 3 months later. I don't know how that happened. But we are almost at 2.5k, and I could not be more grateful. Seriously, that's bonkers bananas crazy pants. This one says, "Hiya Grizz, just wanted to say I love your 4TF audios and that you're super awesome and cool. Okay, bye." That's it. Okay, bye. Thank you. I love making 4TF audios. The reason, well, one of the main reasons I post a lot of trans mask content is because, one, I mainly get commissioned by trans masks and non-binary people. And two, you know, I am trans mask. I am a trans man. So I know the intricacies more on that side of the coin. So it's easier to make content about it. And it's easier to make like comforting content about it. So my big goal this year is to put out more trans femme audios, for trans femme audios, especially like in some trans femmes who are still like maybe on the non-binary side and stuff. Like, love that shit. Can't get enough of that shit. My non-binary she, they, it's out there. I love you. I love you so much. Please let me eat you out. Okay, next one. You just lost the game, heart. Also, reminder to drink enough water today. I don't know what game you're talking about, but I'm a fucking winner. I am a fucking winner, including the drinking water game. I drink so much water every single day, especially since I started Adderall. That shit makes my mouth dry as fuck, and I don't want a dry as fuck mouth. I have always drank so much water. Ice water can get in my pants any day. I love that shit. I love that shit. I love ice water. Oh my god. Ice water and frozen grapes. How sexual you are to me. Oh my god. Okay, next one. Thank you. This one is like a high dog. Like a high dog guy. Like a high furry. It's like in this furry style. And I think that's funny. And it's so good. All of you are so artistically talented. Seriously, it makes me so fucking happy. And then the next one is a cat that says, "You're meowsome. You're fucking meowsome." How about that? The next one is, "Dude, we need that Erm actually guy to top. Please, please, please make him top. Please." You see, I think about that. I've been thinking about that. It's on the list. It's on the list of things. I think Erm actually guy would make a fantastic sub top, but also the most awkward dom top in the world. I think him going on, do you like it when I do it like this? Is so funny. I think it's really fucking hilarious to think about that guy like dom topping, but then as he like gradually gains confidence, is like making the listener feel good, he actually, you know, starts to put actual charm into it, and then the listener is like, "Whoa, where did this come from?" I think that would be fun. So it's on the list, definitely. Next one is, you should do an emo boy audio or something because it's spooky dookie season. And also because there is a shocking lack of emo boy audios out there. This was in October, I'm assuming. It's 2 months ago. Yes, on the list of things. I'm a pretty like chipper, goofy guy. So it would be really fun to do like a really nonchalant, hands in pocket, like, you know, MySpace emo guy. I think that would be so fun and really like challenging for myself, because like I can do stoic characters pretty well. However, like emo, like, you just don't understand. I used to be emo when I was like 16, 15. And it was a time. I definitely embodied that emo guy shit. It was mostly because, like, you know, the style covered up a lot of my dysphoria at the time. Don't worry about it. And then I transitioned into punk, and then now I'm some sort of conglomeration of grandma clothes, hippie, and like hope punk, colorful rainbow vomit aesthetic. I don't know, man. I like making my own clothes and making my own jewelry and stuff. I say I like it, doesn't mean I do it often, but I really like it, and I like, you know, upcycling and everything. Anyways, bye. Next one is, as someone who is genderqueer, I feel so seen by your audios for non-binary people, especially because you use multiple pronouns. Hope you keep doing them, because they are like rare. They're rare like unicorns. Thank you. It makes me so sad that they are rare like unicorns. It makes me so sad that not more people do them. It makes me so sad. It sucks so bad. I'm so sorry. It makes me so sad. It sucks so bad. Like, I don't want to be the only one out here. Please, other audio VAs, join me. Please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you, join me. Join me in the fight. But thank you so much. The next one is, I got some, like, stars and cats. And the next one is, this one I'm not going to read out loud, but this one sort of kind of informed me that they were like underaged, and minors, you are loved, very loved. However, this is not a space for you. Please redirect yourself. Please. This space is not safe for you. This is an adult only space. I promise there's spaces out there for you. This isn't one of them. Love you, though. Bye. Anyways, okay, bye! Next one is, You are so calm. I don't know. Like this flower. Thanks, King. I love it when people, like, you know that they're doing something cheesy, but they do it anyway. That's, like, so sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. The next one is more, like, Spotify recommendations. and then this one says, holy shit, I love JOI. And it's like a drawing of them, of their, themselves, like jerking it. And it's so funny. I love it. And then it says like XDDD. Awesome. Next one is like a kitty. And it says, I'm trans with a trans heart. And I'm going to tell you a secret that I've never told anybody else before. I'm also trans. Yeah, I know, guys. Yeah, I know, guys. Guys, I get it. I know. It was like a big secret I was hiding from you, and I'm really sorry about it. Is there anything I could do to make it up to you for not telling you for so long? Okay, next one is, hi, Chris. From one fella in pain to another, I send my humblest $5 donation to your massage fund. Congrats on your new job and almost 500 followers on Blue Sky. Okay, this is really, really sweet for that. On my Throne account, I have this little, like, deep tissue therapy massage fund, because from my last job, I got so many wrist issues. It's crazy, so I had to quit because of it. It was a lot of pain, and also like a lot of upper back pain. And yeah, so that's why that's on there, if you want to go check that out. I don't know, maybe. but thank you so much. And the new job fell through, like so many other things did. But you know, I'm hustling, I'm making it work. And 500 followers on Blue Sky, we might be around like 600 now. I don't know. Hold on. I was mistaken. It is 550. But still, great progress, like in 1 month. Thank you. The next one is, you're funny, I like you. Oh my god. Thank you. Oh my god, thank you. Holy shit. I kind of like you too. Oh my god. Oh my god, don't look at me like that. Stop looking at me like that. The next one is, Grizz, I love your audios. You make my silly demigal heart so, so happy. Keep on keeping on with the good work and life stuff. Yeah! You know what? Since you love my audios, I love you. How about that? You think about that much? You should think about that. Ponder it for a few days. Next one is another Black Tip Reef Shark by Henry that says, good luck on your exams. And oh my god, dude, I just need to, like, I need to put all of these, like, in a widget on my phone so I can, like, scroll through them anytime I want, because, like, they're seriously, like, masterpieces. Like, I don't know how Henry does this. Henry, you're crazy. Next one is, thanks for the Ace TM audio. You're the best. You know what, brother? I'm also on the Ace spectrum. So, if you think about it, all of my audios are Ace audios. No, I'm JKing, but, like, you know, thank you. Thank you. It means a lot. Next one is a question. Do you find it hard, pun not intended, to be a trans man in the dating world? I am also and tend to prefer men, but I find it so challenging to not compare myself, you know? So, fun thing about me, for new followers, you know, I'm not shy about it or, like, closed off about it, but, like, I have no experience in anything ever. No dating, no sex, no holding hands. Well, there was this one time. However, I don't want to think about that one time. But I did have this experience, like, weird, not even situationship thing, where me and this guy were talking, kind of, and he was a very masculine trans guy, and I found myself worrying about him thinking of me, like, not as masculine as him because I dress a certain way. Like, For me, I never feel more masculine than when I'm in a skirt, like a long flowy skirt. And that's just how I feel about it and how I choose to present myself. I haven't really talked about how I like present IRL, but like, here I am. But yeah, he was a way more masculine trans guy, and he was very cis passing and just had a lot of access to things that I didn't, and that made me think about a lot. Let me just tell you, you're not safe from men, even if they have he, it pronouns, okay? You're not safe. Oh, God. Anyways, so I have no experience in the dating world, really. I know I'm hot. But, you know, you need a lot more than just hotness in order to, like, you know, find somebody. You need to get out there first and meet a bunch of people. Or you get lucky and, like, somebody comes into your friend group and then you're like, oh my God, you're like, so cute. Like, I like you a lot. And then the other person is like, oh my God, you're so cute and I like you a lot. And then, boom. Match made in heaven, and you live happy ever after or something. So yeah, I definitely know the feeling of like comparing yourself, but for me, to be honest, I can't imagine myself with a cis person. I really can't imagine myself with a cis person. Like, cis people, you're cool, but like, trans and non-binary people are cooler. Sorry, I had to say it a little bit. I just can't really imagine myself, like, me personally. I, like, a lot of trans people, like, have no problem, like, dating cis people and stuff. I feel a lot more safe with trans people. Particularly trans masks, unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately. There's so many amazing trans masks out there, and 99% of them that I have met have been fucking awesome and cool. And that one guy who I had a bad experience with is awesome and cool. We just didn't have a good time together. And I like to rag on about it because I'm salty. Because I'm hot, and like, I will take care of you like a grandmother, and fuck you like nobody's business. But I digress. I'm kind of like the perfect guy. Like, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding so much. I just worked on myself so much, and I don't know. I think it's funny. But I sort of think that I got a good couple of years until I find somebody I catch feelings for. Yeah. That was a long, long rant, but thank you. The next one is a dick pic. Thanks. Like a dick drawing. Thank you. The next one is, pretend there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex here. And I'm pretending, and I'm seeing him, and oh my God, he's beautiful. How did you draw that? Like, oh my God. You gave him stiletto heels and stiletto like nails, like the pointy nails, and they're like pink. Oh my God, cunt. Oh my God. I love this Tyrannosaurus Rex cunt. I don't know what I'm on about. The next one is a cat, a very fucked up looking cat, and I love fucked up looking cats. The next one is also a cat that looks very demonic. Thank you. Next one is cat for you, another cat. Finals week is over, congrats. Yeah, finals week was something. It was something. And the next one is a dick pic, like a little dick doodle, but with a smiley face on the tip, and it looks like a snake, kind of. I'm gonna, thank you. Next one is, congrats on 200 YouTube subs. Here is a shitty little wizard. Thanks for making cool shit. T forever. And it's just like a little stick figure wizard throwing a fireball saying, fireball. And I hadn't even noticed, because I don't check my YouTube that often. I really need to. I hadn't noticed that I hit 200. And this straw page submission was the notifier for me to see, oh, I hit 200 follow like subs on YouTube. That's crazy. That's crazy. Thank you. Thank you. The next one is a silly cat. I love silly cats. The next one is, hey, bro, TM to TM. Your audios are fire. They are so cute, and I love the plots no matter how simple they are. Your voice is also really nice, soothing. Maybe that's why I like your audio so much. I don't know. Plus, they're super inclusive. I personally rarely find such quality for a trans audience. Stay cool. Hey, I got so much love for my trans people out there, especially my trans people and non-binary people who break the binary and who are like very outwardly queer and stuff. Like, I have special spot and like soft spots for y'all, and the ones who are not as outwardly queer, I still have so much love for you. Like, I just really love queer people and trans people, and I think that y'all deserve the highest of quality and thought and love. So that's what I try and give. And I'm very glad to hear that that comes through in my audios. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks. I really try. I try so hard. You have no idea. I try really hard. I try really, really, really hard. Well, I don't I'm not like a try hard. It's just like, you know, I put a lot of thought into the audios and commissions that I do. So thanks. Thank you. The next one is, your voice sounds like hot chocolate tastes. I personally can't really connect with that, but thank you. Oh my god. On Christmas, I had this like dark hot chocolate, and I found out why I didn't really like hot chocolate very much. It was because it was milk hot chocolate. Oh my god, dark chocolate hot chocolate. Oh my god, it's a game changer. If I had it at my disposal, I would be drinking like 4 cups of that a day. Holy shit, it's so fucking good. I miss it and I need some. Thanks. Next one is like a silly little cat, and it says, sucks because on mobile, me want to something. Hi, your voice is so high. Thanks for that. It's like a silly little cat. Oh my god, thanks. Thanks. And as you can like probably hear, my voice doesn't always sound like it does in the audios. I got a little, you know, like faggoty shit in my voice. And, you know, that's normal. That's natural. That's beautiful. Yeah. It throws off a lot of cis people when I switch between like bro voice and like, oh my god, girl, that's crazy. Oh my god, girl, no, fuck, tell me more. Oh my god, holy shit. No, that's fucking crazy. It confuses them so much. And I love fucking with them like that. It's awesome. Next one is, started T 3 weeks ago. Yeah, jumping and cheering for joy. Okay, that was me. Sorry. Got my second shot yesterday and feeling many feelings of horniness. May we get an audio centered around mocking the horniness that comes with T? Appreciate your work either way. It seems like you're doing just fine by reading our minds on your own. LOL. So, mocking the horniness on T? I don't know. I'm really bad at like being mean in like a embarrassing way. Like, I can do like mean dom stuff, but like, you know, humiliation stuff, I don't know how good I could do that. Unless it's like in a joking friend way of like, oh my god, bro, you're horny, that's crazy. I remember being like that. And like we fuck around and like tease each other. That's a fun audio premise. And that's definitely on the list. Thank you very much. Next one is, just listen to one of your audios and then stalk your Blue Sky page and I'll just be here falling in love for a little. Okay, thanks, bye. Okay. You know what? Every parasocial follower has their own thing. And if you'd like to fall in love with the online version of me, go right ahead. Draw and make all of the smutty fix that you want. Imagine me as anything that you like. Says it right there in my bio. Next one is... Also, thank you. The next one is, sup, Mr. Grizzard? Just wanted to say that your audios are absolute bangers. I love them, and I must say the ones M for non-binary, specifically the for gender fluid person one, helped me a lot discovering my gender fluidity. You're super duper nice, and I wish you a happy new year. I wish you a happy new year, motherfucker. I'm gonna punch you with love, with my lips. Mwah. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. Yay! 2026, let's go. Next one is, the book I ordered about clocks came in. It's about time. All right, moving on. Next one is an Among Us. The next one is a Garfield saying hi. Love a Garfield. Next one is Bill Cipher. Thanks. Next one is, hi Chris, I'm here once again with another humble donation to your massage fund. I'm so glad I discovered your content this year. You inspired me to finally look into starting HRT, and your chronic pain comfort audios has been a lifesaver these past few months. Happy New Year. I want you to know that I have reserved a very special, a very big smooch for you. Anywhere you want it. Like a smooch full of love, joy, and adoration for you. It's just for you, buddy. It's just for you, homie. Thanks. Oh my god. I'm so happy it helps. I'm so happy it helps. Thanks. Thank you very much. Reading all of these in a row is a trip. The next one is, there's some dick doodles. Always love those. And the next one is, going to work with the biggest T-dick boner of my career. Wish me luck, brothers. I'm closing alone on this shift. You know what? Valid and felt. Thank you. Next one is still T-Dick Boner here. Chicken salad sandwiches taste so delicious, and it's not because I'm literally the hungriest boy that's ever hungered. You are the hungriest boy that's ever hungered, I fear. Yeah. And the next one is still Lucas here. I guess that guy is Lucas. Still Lucas here. My cat is being so cute right now. OMG, I wish I could send photos, but my power is limited. They fear my potential. I would love cat photos. They're great. Next one is, just wanted to pop in here and send my absolute love for your gender fluid audios. There are so few of them that do them well and play with the switching of terms and like, I hope you decide to do more this new year. I hope you are well. I absolutely am. That is one of my main goals, is to expand on, you know, transfemme content and non-binary content, gender fluid content, gender fuckery content in general. Because that's what I'm all about, and I love that shit. That's my bread and fucking butter, and I love making content like that. Thank you. I crave more dice, sad face. Drawing with a mouse is hard. Lucas is dumb. I'm so cool. You are so cool. You're not dumb. Shut up. And then, it's like a little elf drawing guy. I like that guy. Next one is, maybe this sounds weird, but I just found your audios and they're kind of helping me figure out my gender. See, do you see? Like, I keep getting these things. Maybe, I don't fucking know, dude. Shit's confusing as hell, but I think I'm a little less confused now, lol. I mean, I can't be this into being a... this into being called a good boy if I'm cis. You know, if that's your experience, if you're like, whoa, I love being called a good boy in a good in a boy way, yo, keep listening, keep experimenting. I'm really happy for you. Thank you. Highest compliment, as always. The next one is Henry, with a drawing of a fish, still very beautiful. And it says, "You are fantastic." Thank you, Henry. You are also fantastic. Next one, and it says, "I keep drawing these fish, fuck." You get to see the behind the scenes of me talking. Those stupid little fishes, because they are fun and quick to do. Also, your handwriting is really good. Hell yeah. For a fucking, like, mouse, or, like, I assume you're doing this with a drawing tablet. You have to be. The next one is, you being, okay, this one, when I got it, I was like, oh my, like, it's one of, like, the soul-crushing ones in, like, the best way possible, like, the most positive way possible. Seriously, I get some of those, like, in DMs or on my straw page sometimes, and they just hit me right in the jugular. Make me want to cry. And they say, you being unapologetically you has given me so much confidence in my identity and in my day-to-day life. Your whimsy has really helped me, and my relationship is flourishing from the inspiration you give me. I wish all the best things for you. Bunch of exclamation points. You're making me melt, man. Making me melt as fuck. Thank you. Thank you so much. This one is, thank you for doing / posting what you do. No freaking problem. I love it. I love doing this. Next one is, rewarding myself with 1/8 of a joint after taking my tea shot. I am the master of my own fate. I bend reality to my whims, and I'm transing everyone's gender tonight. I'm like Santa in a way. This is Lucas. Thanks, Lucas. It doesn't even say Lucas, but it has to be Lucas. Lucas? If I'm wrong, I'm going to be really embarrassed. Next one is a really, really happy smiley face. And then another cat. See, I get so many cats. A bird saying hi. Thank you. Another, like, unrelated duck. Like, I got a bird and then a duck saying honk. Or maybe it's a goose. Because goose honk. I don't know. And then, like, a guy in a teacup. Cool. Next one is eating grapes. Me too, dude. Me too. And next one is, hey, I really recently discovered your audios. And OMG, thank you, thank you, thank you. They're so hot. Please keep up the fantastic work, making my heartbeat out of my chest. Hey, man, take a deep breath. Bro, take a deep breath. Thanks. Thanks. And the next one is Grape Guy. Like a drawing of themselves. And it says, get back to work and make cookies, my cookie boss. I'm assuming that's a reference to, fuck. What's that one, like, cookie gacha game or something? I really have no idea. Please don't come for my throat. Please don't come for my throat. Please. I'm just a guy. I'm, like, chronically offline. Please don't come for me. Cookie Run, I think that's what it's called. Don't come for me. Next one is using Rock Band guitar as my Xbox remote, and I'm the coolest kid in town. This sounds like the same person over and over again, and I, you know what, I love your confidence, man. Keep it up. Keep saying these things about yourself because they come true. I'm a perfect case study. I tell myself I'm awesome every day, and that's kind of what happens. It's kind of the turnout, to be honest. Like, I am kind of awesome. Not to brag. Like, I think of myself as awesome. Like, I think of everybody else as awesome. And I know that's really hard for people to do. And I'm really grateful that, like, I've done so much work on myself. way too much work on myself. It was very necessary in order to, like, I don't know, survive. And I'm really grateful for the place that I have found myself in and for the shit that I have found out about myself through this whatever. And I like the direction that you're going specifically. Thank you, man, for these witty little comments on my straw page. Keep it up. Next one is a drawing of boba. This is boba. Thank you. I love boba. And next one, not able to attach here, Grizz, but found an account on Instagram of an artist called afternoon_FIKA that posts drawn sharks a lot and figured you'd enjoy. Also, I went to my first big city queer bars. First of all, I've been so busy, I haven't been able to check it out, but I believe you. I believe you so hard. I love shark drawings. I love shark drawings, and I will one day check them out. Thank you so much for thinking of me. That's so sweet. And I'm so happy you went to your big city queer bars. They're so fun. They're so fun. I've only been to, like, you know, small drag bars, really. But they are some of the best, like, communities, safest communities you can ever find yourself in. And that's it. That's it. Oh, we are at 43 minutes. I'm so sorry. But thank you for listening to me talk for so long. I'm so sorry. Okay. I need to go to bed. I need to go to bed and post this. And yeah. Thank you so much for this support. And as much as I, you know, call myself awesome and stuff, like, it's not like an egotistical thing. It's just, you know, I have to believe that about myself in order to keep going, sort of thing, you know? And I am super grateful that a good amount of people seem to agree and really like my stuff and get value from it. And it makes me feel so fulfilled and full and light and airy and, like, I can actually do something in the world. And I know it's porn, but, like, is it just porn? We'll never know. Anyways, thank you for coming to this audio. I hope your day is beautiful and wonderful and you can find some peace within this hellscape that we're all in, not just, you know, in America, but, like, all over the world. So sorry. Yeah. I appreciate all of you, and I will see y'all on the flip side. Check out my website. Bye!